right now. I disturb them on their vacation, and I'll let them disturb me now that they're back from vacation. It is time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web. Welcome back, and once again, I apologize for interrupting your vacation.
Oh, that's okay. It was actually fun. It was a good show. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we loved it. That was great.
Well, it's good to have you back, and I hear one's in a car and one's in a stable location.
Yes. Well, I'm not so sure how stable, but yes, I am in a location.
He's in a location, not so stable, but yes, I'm in the car, on the road, hit the ground running as soon as we got back, just on my way down to Miami for several appraisals, but not driving the whole way. I'm actually taking the train, so that'll be good. I can get some work done.
All right, so now, was there something with Olivia Newton-John or that sold for like $400,000 over the weekend?
Yes. New transition. We were going to talk about that. Go ahead, Greg.
It was at Julian's, and if you remember the final scene of Grease when Sandy was in the when she transformed herself from the girl in the pink petal skirt, poodle skirt, into a female Fonzie, which actually had caused some consternation of with women these days. It's like, why did she have to change in order for her to be accepted by Danny?
Anyway, you digress. Go ahead. She was actually in one of the newscasts. They said that for that particular scene, she was sewn into the costume. I mean, that's how tight skin. I mean, literally skin tight.
Well, it was actually two different lots combined. They sold the pants separately from the jacket, and the jacket was estimated at $100,000 to $200,000, and it sold for $243,000, and the pants were estimated at $40,000 to $60,000, and they quadrupled their the estimate at $162,500. So combined, it was $405,000.
But it was a really good thing to separate those two things, to sell the jacket. I think the jacket was sold first, wasn't it, Greg?
The pants were sold first.
Pants were sold first, and then that helped drive the jacket, because you know you have somebody who bought the pants, they're definitely going to be in for the jacket. And then other people who lost out on the pants, they're going to be bidding against the jacket. So good thing to separate those instead of putting them all as one lot.
So, and the proceeds for this sale went to her foundation. So that's a good thing.
I just want you both to know I'm biting my tongue here. I'm not going to have the Olivia Newton-John comments. I'm biting my tongue.
Okay. Do tell.
No.
Keep that in Xanadu.
That's right. That's exactly right. We'll keep that packed away.
Yeah, well, everybody has to have one of those, I guess, if you're a movie star.
Look, you're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's it. Okay.
Well, this has been a very busy time at Julian's because they've had a lot of stuff going on. They also had sale of Mae West, Marilyn Monroe, and Lucille Ball that closed on the 1st of November. And in that sale, everything did okay. But one of the things of note in the Monroe stuff did phenomenal. But one of the things that was in the Monroe sale is something that we actually came across earlier in an estate, that a guy who collected Monroe stuff, and we sold his items. We sold this particular piece. It was the chair that was used in her final photo shoot in 1962, and it was on the cover, and it was a corner chair with a green velvet seat, and there was a hole in there from her stiletto that she had, where she had pierced the seat. So, and we actually
sold that several years ago, and that was on the cover of Life magazine.
Life magazine. Yeah.
And what did this, it sell for this time?
Well, it was estimated at 8 to 10,000, and it sold for $81,250, which is terrific. I mean, this, I think this is the second time that it's come up for auction.
Well, yeah, but when we sold it, it sold for like, I think, $40,000. So that's amazing. That's great.
So, yeah. And the other stuff, it was, you know, the other stuff was Mae West things, a lot of personal clothing and personal jewelry, some Hollywood stuff. And same with Lucy. But for me, the highlight is always the Monroe stuff, because it just continues to just really, really sell well and really performs. So, and this was just within another sale. It wasn't just a Monroe sale. So Julian's is rocking and rolling these days. And they have some other good sales that are coming up. They've got coming up, when is that, Tim? It's in December? I think it's December.
It's in December. It's the Elizabeth Taylor. I think it's a three-day auction. But, yeah, and all of these, unfortunately, it's just with my schedule and travel and everything. I will be going out there to do a sale for them in December. It's the, I think, the 16th and the 17th of December. So that'll be interesting. But... yeah, they've had a number of really great sales that they're coming up, and I think the Liz Taylor is a 3-day, and that's going to be a really big one as well.
Yeah, it's funny. That goes in December 6th.
It's funny you mentioned Elizabeth Taylor, because when you were talking about the auctions and the different auctions, I was thinking to myself, there's some timeless people who always will have. Any of the Beatles, Marilyn Monroe, Liz Taylor, there's some iconic
Jackson.
People. That's right. Michael Jackson. I mean, there's certain names that will always just for generations to come. They're just icons that are just etched into our society's minds.
Yeah. Well, totally pop culture, and I think people really, you know, they know it, but it's also. That the streaming services and things, the accessibility, and it's really the estates allowing these images and things to be out there that a whole nother generation is also learning about these iconic individuals.
Well, and then just to once again mention that the sale for the Newton-John sale. It raised $2.4 million for the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Center in Australia. So that is an amazing amount of money. And it was I texted Darren because I sent him some photos of something that I saw the other day, and to see if they were interested. And I said, congratulations on the Newton-John sale, and he goes, oh, I wish all of our clients were like Olivia Newton-John. And I texted him back and said, you know, our most successful clients have all been dead, so congratulations.
All right, so what's your guys' travel schedule now for the next couple of weeks? Is it calmed down at all?
Well, Tim, I'm working on some. I have a couple of big projects I'm working on, and Tim actually.
Yeah.
He's going to be traveling in the next by the end of the month.
Next Thursday, and this is a big thing, you know, especially for an appraiser. So we are governed by, and we've talked about USPAP in the past, and the Appraisal Foundation, which is in Washington D.C. They are a nonprofit, and they are there's three different boards. There's the Board of Trustees, then there's the Appraisal Standards Board. And the Appraiser Qualifications Board. And they are the ones that are responsible for setting the minimum standards for qualifications for appraisers, as well as the uniform standards of professional appraisal practice, and putting those standards together. Well, I had recently applied to be a part of one of those boards, and out of all of the entries, I am in the top 10. And I go to Kansas City in not this Thursday, but next Thursday for my interview on Friday. And I'll find out on Saturday. So I'll know by the end of the week, and I'm hoping to be on the appraisal standards board and help shape and move the direction of appraisal standards, which is very exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. So keep your fingers crossed, and we'll keep you posted. But that's what's coming up. And then December gets crazy, because then I do a lot of teaching and Julian's auctions, and we have several pending projects that may be on the west coast of the country. So, yeah, lots going on.
Well, I want you guys to relax as well as you can from your unbelievable vacation. Great videos, great pictures, and we'll speak to you guys next week.
Hey, have a great week.
Take care, guys.
Take care, Marshall.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web.